Lesson 19. A reel of cotton. Let us take some of the white cotton off this reel and try to find out what the thread of cotton is made of. We can pull the white thread to pieces, and then we see that it is made of many short fibers or hairs which have been twisted together. These little hairs do not grow on an animal. We get them from a plant. These are found inside the seed pod of the cotton plant. The cotton plant is a low bush or shrub, not more than 4 or 5 feet high. To see this plant growing, we must go to warm countries. The seeds of the cotton plant are sown in spring, and the plant grows so quickly that its large yellow flowers appear in a few months. When the flowers drop off, we see large brown seed pods. Soon these pods burst open, and then we see a ball of white cotton fibers with some black seeds in the center. After the seeds have been taken out by a machine, the cotton is made into big bundles or bales. These bales of cotton are brought to England in ships. The bales are taken from the ships to the cotton mills. Here the cotton is again cleaned, and then it is carded or combed out so that all the fibers lie side by side. After this has been done, the fibers are spun or twisted into threads. Now get a small bit of calico or muslin and begin to fray out the edge. If you are very careful, you can pull out the little threads of cotton one by one. Soon you will pull all the calico into threads. Look at the threads in the calico. There are two sets, crossing each other and going up and down as they cross, just as you see your mother crossing the threads of wool when she darns your stockings. When threads are crossed in this way to make cloth, we say they are woven. Weaving is done on a machine called a loom. Many people in England live by spinning and weaving cotton. Calico is bleached to make it white, or it can be dyed any colour that we like to make it.